Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries on a Contest Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to go? Do you got your liberal holidays ready to go?
All right, because we're ready to go.
All right, that's right, folks. We're here. We're live coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And guess what? Chris Hart has got to admit that illegalities, some form of voter fraud has occurred in South Florida. Unfortunately, it was committed against Democrats. By Democrats. Whoops. I can't to blame for trying, right? All right, we got that and a whole lot of other stuff to talk about tonight. And, of course, it is Contest Thursday. We're going to get to the challenge here in just a moment. Let me introduce everybody in the studio. Of course, we do have the chairman of the board, the union boss himself. That'd, of course, be Michael McMath.
Chris, one quickie is I was down at the gym today and I saw this guy walk in. He had 72 I votes. You know, those stickers on his T-shirt. I said, where are you from? He said, Palm Beach. Yep. I said, nice to have you here.
We got some news on the count and other things as well involving the election and other news to top that with as well tonight. I don't know if we can top that, but add to it tonight. All right, along with Mike McBath, we got Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce. Great to see you, Nick.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, and he came in bearing gifts for us tonight. Thank you, Nick, for
Thanksgiving
that.
Gifts.
Very generous of you. Also have the man about town, Rick Brown, recovering politician, successful entrepreneur.
Thank you. I'm just here to keep my eye on things. And Mike, did you see the...
no pun intended.
No pun intended. Did you see the sticker that I posted on Facebook that says, I think I voted?
Oh, yeah. I'm just...
yeah. And speaking of Facebook, we are up and live on the Facebook Titan Cave Cam, so you can see and hear us on American Adversaries on Facebook. And, of course, we're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And, of course, you can still download the free Answer Orlando app and always listen to us on your Alexa devices and our brand-new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Just hit that big Listen Live button. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. The number is 407-774-8255. We're going to give you the contest challenge, and then we're going to talk with Freddie Clayton, our friend from the Orlando Rescue Mission. He's got a fascinating story, and it really brought joy to my heart.
No, it's a great story. I heard it coming up. That's terrific.
It is indeed. But go ahead, Mike.
Okay, here we go. What we're thinking about, if we were to have a liberal holiday, what would we call it? Well, I've come up with the name I would call it because I like to set an example. So I say I would call it the Day of Fools. And I think the way they should celebrate it is have a parade in San Francisco and New York. I think that would be very suiting for a liberal holiday.
Okay.
So, and then they could have like Alfred E. Newman and Barack Obama lead either parade. So, give us the name of your liberal holiday.
The same guy.
I know, that's right. It really is when you really think about it. You know?
And it includes, of course, a great prize package. I'm going to go through all the prizes here a little bit later in the show. I want to go to Freddie Clayton, though. Freddie, of course, he's the director. He's the president and CEO of the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. That's OURM.org. If you want to volunteer, if you make a contribution of some sort, want to find out more about them. But we also want you to help us out with our Thanksgivathon. And you can do that by going to thanksgivathon.com. Once again, Freddie, thanks for being back on the show with us.
Thank you. It is always a pleasure, Chris.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike and I listen, you know, usually it's Michael Medved as we're coming into the station, but today it was once again you and this great effort that the station is putting together here in conjunction with the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, in union with the Rescue Mission, and it is... to raise money for the holidays, because we have, you know, Thanksgiving coming up, and then, of course, the gift-giving season, Christmas, and a Christmas, as we call it. And it is, you know, you have the daily demands, but obviously during this time of year, the demand goes up and the need goes up, and we really would like to help you out. And once again, folks, that's thanksgivathon.com. But, you know, another more fantastic stories today from people who have gotten the hand up, and they're so appreciative. You can hear, you can experience the joy through the radio of these folks and their experiences down there. Job well done.
Well, thank you. And you're exactly right. While we offer immediate relief to the folks who come to the mission, that is the very tip of this iceberg, because our goal is to ensure they get the skills and training that will enable them to escape homelessness forever. They stay with us for an extended period of time while we get them sober. A lot of the folks who come into the mission have substance abuse issues.
Not all, but a lot.
Right. And then we get them an education. We give them counseling. We give them training. And we equip them for long-term independence and self-sufficiency, because we know that a life lived at the expense of others is not a life of dignity and hope. And our goal is long-term, a self-sustaining life for these folks. And so that's what we focus on.
And you've been doing it quite successfully for 70 years here in Central Florida.
We have been incredibly fortunate. One thing I want to mention that I know that your listeners and I share significant political philosophies. We don't take a penny of government funding. We decline it because we want to be able to run the program that over 70 years we have proved works.
That is a faith-based program.
It is, absolutely. It's the introduction of our guests to a faith is essential to their long-term success. So we focus on that, and we provide them all these functional training programs as well. And so we're incredibly fortunate that Central Florida for 70 years has responded with enormous generosity.
And by the way, I was going to say real quickly, faith-based organizations are the ones that have the success. It's not a mystery, right? It's God at work, in our lives, and it's going on down there every day at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission.
And I just like how they do a complete program, Freddie. You know, you take them from, the, let's say, the beginning of the very difficult times and eventually make them productive individuals in our society today. And I want to give you a little check, too, right now, you know, because I think that, you know, you're the type of charity that I appreciate. I know that, you know, you spend every dollar on all the people that are associated with it. The fact that you have the completion capability to provide them jobs and become a major benefit in our society today, that's something a certain group of people should understand and learn. So thank you very much for your hard work.
Well, thank you for your generosity, Mike. That's the goal, and that's what we focus on, is ensuring that these folks are really equipped for that. So when they get a job, they can still live at the mission. Everything is completely free to them. They still get everything free, but we mandate that they save 75% of their earnings. And we do that because we know that because they give us the paycheck, we give them 25% back, and then the 75% goes into a savings account in their name to which they get access when they successfully graduate from our program.
And that's what they get themselves back established with an apartment, you know.
And, absolutely.
And all of the.
And I mean, imagine he teaches them all the right habits. You know, the only way you can advance is to save money, have reserve capital, you know, and then move forward. So great job all the way, Freddie.
Thank you.
Now, one thing I was wondering about, and actually somebody asked me about this last night, and that is that. Can the folks come back for like follow up? I mean, once they leave, are they done? Is that it, or how does that work?
Well, occasionally we have a guest who graduates successfully, and then after 2 or 3 years, we'll have a relapse of homelessness. And what we hope at that point is they come back, because then typically they have learned the lesson. One of the things that Mike just mentioned that's enormously important is that we have to teach our guests successful habits. Very rarely do we find a guest who is homeless by coincidence. Typically, they've made a series of bad decisions that have rendered them homeless, from using drugs to failing to show up at work on time to having babies before they're married. All those things contribute, and it's a cascade effect often. And when they move into the mission, that's how they make decisions. They do not have what you and I would consider an appropriate decision-making process. And we have to help them develop that. And that's why it takes so long, because those bad habits are so deeply ingrained. We have to help them unlearn those and then learn these new habits. And they demonstrate that they've learned them because they will be employed for 6 months to a year after they get a job, still living at the mission. And they will, when they graduate, they will have a savings account that provides them the cushion you just mentioned, Chris.
All right. Once again, all of this at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. They've been doing it successfully for 70 years, ladies and gentlemen, and they've been doing it with the community's help alone, because they don't accept government funding. It is a nonprofit organization. All your contributions are tax deductible, whether they're, Mike asked last night, you know, food, clothing, cars, right, that sort of thing. Of course, in this case, we really would like you to contribute some cash. And so they'll even take Bitcoin. They'll figure out what to do with it.
Well, you know, make sure you cash it quick, Freddie.
That's it. Turn it over.
Slide, brother.
Turn it over when you get it. But the bottom line, obviously, here, ladies and gentlemen, is to help fund the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And if we all work together, we can do it, and we can do it in fine fashion and really help them have a big year over there. And if we all do it together, it doesn't hurt any of us a whole lot. But we would ask you to give what you can, and you can go to thanksgiveathon.com. And I'm going to ask Matt Buff, the Buffer Man.
I like the Buff Man.
Web guy.
He's a soul man.
Exactly, to put a link on our homepage on our website. So during Thanksgiveathon, you can go right there to our website as well and hit the button and go to the Thanksgiveathon, where we'd like you to give what you can. Now, tonight is Contest Thursday, and we do have a couple of contestants on the line. We'll get to them here in just a moment. But as you know, we got a great prize package, the best prize package in all of radio.
Can you remember
on a regular
it, Chris,
basis.
Without notes?
Yes, I can. Okay.
Wow,
first, you're going to get the smart pillow, thanks to Relax
right.
and Comfort. Then you're going to get the cryotherapy session, thanks
right.
to Chill Cryo Sauna. Then you're going to get the oversized Constitution from, or you can use it for something else from Dino Rento mm-hmm. Studios. They can make anything. anything. And you're also going to get the gift card to Tijuana Flats, thanks to Rick Brown, and a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, thanks to Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's MB, where something pretty interesting happened last night. Could you tell our listeners about it there? At least one of them knows about it. Please describe what happened to Cafe Positano last night.
Thank you, Chris. This is Freddie Clayton. And after we finished our session here last night with the American Adversaries.
And I actually had the rest of the gang have to wait while we had Freddie on our show. All right.
And the guests, I brought three guests for the earlier session of the show on WTLN, and they gave their testimonies about their experience at the mission. And because we were up here, they had missed their meal at the mission. So I told them as we got outside that we were going to go to Cafe Positano and have supper. And we did, and the truth is, it's a spectacular place to eat, provides a meal that is fabulous, and it's better than the guests who live at the mission ever get. So they were extraordinarily grateful, and when the waitress bought the check, she I gave her my card, and she walked away and came back, and I expected to sign my little receipt and put the tip on there and everything, and when she brought it back, it was just the original receipt, and she hadn't run my card. And I said, "I'm sorry, I think you forgot something." And she said, "Oh, no, sir, look at the back of the receipt." And I turned the receipt over, and it said, in handwriting, it said, "I heard you on the radio. God bless all of you." And I said, "Okay, what does this mean?" She said, "Somebody bought your dinner for all four of us." And it was overwhelming. And I have no idea who did it. I walked around the restaurant looking for likely victims and was unable to spot one. But I presume it is an American Adversary listener out there. And you need to know, if you're out there, please call me. I'd love to thank you in person and take you to dinner at Cafe Positano's. But I also want to express just my extraordinary gratitude for somebody having the generosity to do something like that anonymously.
That's very nice.
It's fabulous. So
terrific.
It just confirms that y'all have the best listeners in radio.
Indeed we do.
There you go. Brings
a tear to my eye. Whoever did it, thank you very much. And I know all of you are capable of doing it. So thank you all. But whoever did that last night, we don't know.
I know. We have some ideas, though. We're investigating.
We're going to come up with that answer.
Please let me know. I want to express
in
person.
Did it, but we're going to find
we'll be up there tonight, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
There's 27 of us tonight.
If Freddie's not there, you can pick up our martini. So,
but in all seriousness, thank you very, very much. And Freddie, thank you very much for what you folks are doing over there, because we never know. And ladies and gentlemen, I know, I've known rich people, what I consider to be rich people, who have ended up homeless. So you never know. And usually it does have to do with decisions, but you never know how it might happen to you. So look, just so you know, we can help, and by going to thanksgiveathon.com. Freddie, you've left me speechless. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you do. Mike, thank you, brother.
My pleasure.
All right.
We can help you out.
Yep. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to Ken and Jim on the line. We'd like to hear your holiday for a liberal, too. That's by calling us at 407-774-8255, and we will have a winner tonight. All right. God bless you, Freddie.
Thank you, guys.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at Pine Hills and Clarocono Ocoee that is contributing to slowdowns there, and you also have a crash at Conroy and Kirkman. Both of them have some slowdowns up to about 5 minutes right now. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested right around the 408-417 exchange. You also have a crash at Colonial and Forsyth contributing to slowdowns in that area. And your I-4 slowdowns start at 436 all the way till past downtown and into the Millennia area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, if you're looking, if you're searching for a good cause to help, please help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. All right, so it is contest night, and the contest challenge is out there. Come up with holidays,
give us a name for a liberal holiday and where you think it should take place.
All right, let's go to Ken. He's going to start us off tonight. Hey, Ken, how you doing? Thank you for calling.
Boys, good evening. It's always a pleasure. Macbeth, your generosity is bigger than your voice.
I hope so. Without a doubt.
All right. So here's my liberal holiday, and it's actually quite festive. It takes place every month, and it's the first of the month. It's called Gimme Day. That's the day everybody gets all the slackers, all the ne'er-do-wells. All the Neil Bortz used to call the moochers get to take all the money that us hardworking people have been forced at gunpoint basically to give to the government.
Gimme day.
The big celebration, of course, the liberals celebrate it every month on the first of the month. But the big celebration takes place every year on April 15th, and that's when a hardworking American is forced to hand over one of those giant checks that represents all the money that we've worked so hard for all year to give to the bums, to the ne'er-do-wells, to the people who feel like they're entitled to your money and my money.
Ken sees the picture very clearly, doesn't he?
Yes.
Very clearly.
Gimme day.
Congratulations. Good one.
If I may, I just want to say thank you, guys. I always wanted to have to speak with David Clark, with Sheriff Clark. You guys gave me the opportunity yesterday. What an awesome American he is, and it's just a pleasure to know that he's on your show, that he's coming to talk to you guys every week, and I really appreciate the opportunity you gave me to just pose a question.
All right,
well, it is worrisome that this is going as far as it's going.
Indeed,
and I don't want people to get hurt.
Exactly. Now we haven't snagged him every week yet, but we do have him now as a regular. But so thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Well, God bless you guys. I appreciate what you're doing, and the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. What great work! Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
All right, we got just enough time for Jim's, at least to get. Now, I tell you what, Jim, I'm now. It wouldn't be fair to you. Are you there though, Jim? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, can you stay through the break with us? Because I only got one.
Sure can.
I got 1 minute left to go, but stay with us on the other side. We'll pick you up, and we got Jan in line now as well, and we do have now a line open at 407-774-8255. We're looking for a holiday for liberals, their very own.
I thought the last one was terrific.
Gimme Day.
Boy, did he hit it right on the button.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
take my money day.
The holiday would formally be celebrated on April 15th.
Of course, right.
Although they haven't.
Take about one-fourth of what you send in and say goodbye.
For businesses 4 times a year.
All right. That's the contest. If you want to enter via Facebook, do that as well. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And when we come back, we'll get into the contest and into today's news. We got some interesting market action and then some interesting vote count action.
We do. The market action was really interesting, actually. We'll get into that when we get back.
So we'll get to all of that, or almost did anyway. Yeah, we'll sort it out when we get back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Recurring wildfires are sparking concern among medical experts about potentially major health consequences. Worsening asthma, lung disease, and even heart attacks in heart disease patients have all been linked with previous fires. But blazes are increasingly spreading into cities, and that's exposing many more people to choking smoke that contains many of the same toxic ingredients as urban air pollution. About a dozen school districts in New Jersey and districts in Connecticut have decided to send students home early as rain, sleet, and snow hit the East Coast. Hundreds of schools in the central U.S. closed Thursday morning with as much as 8 inches blanketing the St. Louis area by early afternoon. Forecasters were predicting up to 6 inches of snow in parts of southern New England beginning in the mid-afternoon Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 209 points. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
In St. Cloud, a crash involving a school bus resulted in the southbound lanes of the turnpike being shut down. The school bus carrying 10 adults and no children crashed with a semi-truck just before noon today. Thankfully, there were only minor injuries, but it did cause the southbound lane of the turnpike at Kissimmee Park to close down. According to reports, the bus was in the northbound lane and the driver was trying to make a U-turn into the southbound lane when it was hit by the semi. No other details were released. 67-year-old L.S. Highsmith went missing after going fishing in Lake Harney just before noon yesterday. He fell overboard and Florida Fish and Wildlife searched the lake for many hours. He wasn't found, though, until 11 this morning. Authorities say that this is a tragic reminder to always wear a personal flotation device if you're going to go into the water. We have a high of 69, a low of 47. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Do you suffer from lower back pain? Do you ache worse after sitting in a regular chair? Are you one of 80% of Americans who suffer debilitating back pain sometime in your life? Then you need to try the perfect chair at Relax and Comfort. Designed after the NASA G couch for astronauts, the perfect chair offers you comfort that no other chair can. Sitting in an average chair places over 8 times more pressure on your spine than standing. The effects of this over time cause the average person to shrink 1 to 2 inches, but not with the perfect chair. It's motorized and has individual elevation for the head and feet, providing you with every option you need for a pain-free experience. So try the perfect chair at Relax and Comfort and ask about no-interest financing. Mention the promo code American Adversaries and get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows all month. Relax and Comfort is family-owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Go to relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Get your perfect chair and enjoy blessed relief and unparalleled comfort today.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at Pine Hills and Clarocono, Cowie, that is contributing to slowdowns there, and you also have a crash at Conroy and Kirkman. Both of them have some slowdowns up to about 5 minutes right now. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested right around the 408-417 exchange. You also have a crash at Colonial and Forsyth contributing to slowdowns in that area. And your I-4 slowdowns start at 436 all the way till past downtown and into the Millennia area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries on a Contest Thursday during Thanksgiving-a-thon. Once again, please help us help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission help people up out of the life of homelessness.
You know, Chris, they only have to pay like $1.27 or something, and that buys a meal. So just think how many meals you buy every time you give them a contribution for all those individuals. So.
It's remarkable how far your cash goes. And believe me, every penny they use over there to help the folks out. And once again, it is faith-based, nonprofit, non-governmental help. All your contributions are tax-deductible. That's thanksgivathon.com. Okay, you got Mike McBath along with Rick Brown, Nick Grounds, and myself, Christopher Hart, and Jeff Sinis. We are your judges tonight. The challenge is come up with a holiday for liberals, and then we got some business to talk about. We got market action, we got the vote count, we got to give you the update on that. We have a keynote speaker amongst us, and I'm going to have him talk about the experience that he had today, because I think you folks will enjoy it.
Do it in your keynote speaker British voice.
Now you gave it away. See, it could have been me. See, somebody could have heard that and think, man, that Hart, he's something else in the neck. Got out of the car and went to work, and all night they'd have thought it was me.
Well, you could have done it in a British accent.
I'd say, old chap.
Okay,
let's go to the contest
from Liverpool,
line.
Maybe.
There you go. Let's get a couple of contest entries in and open some lines up for more entries. Jim, you are up next. Thank you for calling and patiently waiting through that break. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem, guys. Appreciate just having a chance to hear your voice and hear the truth that you put out over the radio.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. We try.
Okay, so my holiday that I've thought of for the Democrats would be called the 5 W's Day.
5 W's
because
Day.
Of course, the Democratic Party wants to be inclusive, so they want to include everybody. But the 5 W's Day, it's for wimps, wackos, whiners, weasels, and weirdos.
That's pretty good, too, yeah.
Wimps, wackos, winos, weirdos,
weasels.
Wimps, wackos, whiners, weasels, and weirdos.
Whiners.
Yeah, but winos could be in there, too.
That may be, too. That's true.
Weasels.
We can make it the 6 W if you want. That's okay.
And weirdos.
I think that pretty much includes pretty much everybody in the Democratic Party.
That gets them all right.
You know, these are potential T-shirts, you know. Think about that. We could trademark this, Chris. You know?
That's all that's required. But this part isn't required, but did you think of a particular day of the year which this would be celebrated on?
Well, actually, I did. I thought, you know, it was supposed to be February 27th, but being that it was started by the Democratic Party here in Florida, they messed up and made it the 29th of February
29th.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
All right. Excellent, Jim. All right.
All right,
thank
Jim.
You so
great.
Much. Make sure we get your info.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. You too. And thank you for the nice comments. And all right. So we do now have another line open. Let's go to Jan. Hey, Jan, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Want the compliment first or the entry first?
Always the compliments.
Always lead with the compliments. And then finish with the compliments.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to say how much I appreciate you keeping us updated on the news from Israel. We don't get that a lot of places, and I really appreciate it that you have somebody who's authentic and knows what's going on over there.
Yeah, Abe Katzman, we feel so blessed and fortunate to have him as part of the show, and for as long as we have, too. And, you know, he doesn't get paid or anything, and he has to make that call every night.
I know. He's terrific.
He's really awesome, and we're just so blessed to have him. And thank you, and I will pass that on to him, and he definitely appreciates that.
I appreciate that.
You got it. Okay.
Okay. Now, as to the entry, liberals already have a holiday. It's on April 1st, and it's called April Fool's Day.
Right.
Because, as you know, the Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
That's them.
Oh, very good, Jan.
So it's been laying there under our nose the whole time.
Yeah, we just didn't acknowledge it to our good friends on the liberal side.
There it is. All right. So thank you, Jan, and thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for your compliment for Abe. I really appreciate that. And he does. He works hard. You know,
Every
time he's on the show, we hear information that you do not hear over here, or you hear it first from him.
Well, the nice thing, there's no reason for him to tell us a story. Like, if Abe was working for CNN, I'd say, turn him off. You know, I mean, I want to hear the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what you get from Abe
Katzman.
That's
what's great about him.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All righty. Good night. All right, let's go to Marvin. He is up next. Hey, Marvin, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing marvelous. How are you gentlemen doing?
Marvelous. We're doing marvelous.
Marvelous, Marvin.
Simply marvelous.
Okay.
Okay, mine, the Democrats or the liberals would have to get two holidays a year because they just wouldn't be satisfied with one.
Of course.
That's good, you know, Marvin.
They'd have to steal one of ours.
Yeah.
Okay. And the first one would be National Liberal Play-Doh Day. You know, because we all know how childlike they are.
Play-Doh.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can practice molding all the conservatives and the country into what they think that we should be or like them.
Yep.
And then, midnight that night, we would just tear it apart and put it back in the can again, which would upset them terribly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. Yes. Yeah. All right.
So both of these holidays would be on Friday the 13th.
Friday's the 13th. Uh-huh.
Okay. So then on the next Friday the 13th, it would be called the Crying Game Holiday for the liberals because we all know how good they are at the crying game.
That's very true. He's on the money.
Crying game day. All right.
And they'd really be upset, too, because we tore apart their Play-Doh and put it back in the can. So, you know.
All right. Okay, Marvin. Excellent. Great work.
All right.
Thank you so much for being out there. I appreciate you. All right.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
All right. And thanks for spreading the word. You know what I mean. All right. So let's go to Larry and get his entry in. Hey, Larry, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Doing pretty good, sirs. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
My holiday is an acronym to be celebrated on December 6th. It's called Motivate, and it stands for a month of the illegitimate votes altering the election.
Oh, boy. This is a timely holiday. Very good. Wow.
Yeah, great one. Did you know ZZ Top was such a fantastic fan of Nancy Pelosi? They wrote a song for her.
So
she wears a pearl necklace.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think that's what they had in mind, but that's okay.
I'm not sure that's it.
All right, now listen.
Wait a second. This sounds like a swinging guy. I don't know.
Sorry.
I
had to throw it out there, man.
That's okay. What was the Motivate thing again?
The Motivate. Months of the illegitimate votes altering the election.
Months
to be celebrated December the 6th, 1 month after.
Okay. I'd gotten the votes altering the election. I just didn't get the months of the illegitimate vote.
I'm sorry. Month of the illegitimate votes altering
the election.
Motivate.
Yeah, Motivate.
And
I got
usual idiots. They'll never figure it out.
That was good. Very good.
Very good.
Right. Excellent, Larry. I like it. All right. Love ZZ
right,
Top, too.
Thanks for the laugh.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. And I think, did I see where Billy Gibbons is going to do like a solo tour or something like that?
Yeah, he's doing a tour with the Cafferty.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. All right.
I'll have to look it up. Right. They did a promo spot together on the internet.
Did they?
Yeah. It was really good.
I bet that was a hoot, yeah.
Yep.
All right. And they were the pioneers of music videos, mm-hmm. if you remember back in the day. All right. Let's go to Scott and get his entry in. Hey, Scott, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Excellent. Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
I just had an idea. I guess how about Free and Dumb Day? They could celebrate by standing in line down at the local county health clinic.
Free and dumb day at the local county health
Any specific day you would like, Scott?
Well, Any day except for Labor Day, I guess.
That was a good response. Wait a second. Right. I set you up for that joke.
Any day.
You get points for that,
Mike. I know. Any day but Labor Day. That was really good.
You just might have backed into something there.
Was that hilarious?
All right, Scott. Excellent. Thank you so much. Make sure we have your information
any
there.
Any day but Labor
All right,
Day.
Before we get back to the lines, and Sue, we will get to you, but we do now have several lines open if you'd like to call us at 407-774-8255. There was some interesting news we do want to get to. First of all, the deadline today for the vote was at 3 o'clock, and it was for everybody, all 67 counties. 66 made it, one didn't, right?
Yes, they did not, but the problem is...
It was Palm Beach County.
Yeah, it was Palm Beach, but we still don't know where we stand.
Well, here's...
No.
Because of the lawsuits that are hanging out there. That's the real problem with this issue. It confuses everybody.
Well, yeah. It's my understanding... Mm-hmm. Now, yes, there are lawsuits,
right.
And those notwithstanding, the state is proceeding until they are told to stop by a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And at the deadline today, they're taking the totals... From the machine count, from the 60, it's my understanding, they're taking the totals from the 66 counties from the machine count, and from Palm Beach County, they're taking their count from Saturday night, which would have been the first count.
Right.
And we do not have the totals yet, but there's no news that it has significantly altered anything at all.
There was a judge that came out today, though, and said he was not allowing any further extensions.
Correct. The federal judge today said no further extensions.
That Florida had become a laughingstock.
Right. They can appeal that, but they have to appeal it up the federal chain of command now. They would have to take it to a federal appellate court, and then above that would be the Supreme Court. And we know that in 2000 they did just that. And so we will see the hand count if the... quote unquote machine plus one count is within that 0.025% for the Senate, then that will deem a hand count, which is now supposed to be done by Saturday.
Saturday at noon, right?
Right. So
that's
now,
impossible if they couldn't do the regular
48
count.
Hours.
Yeah.
These are people that can't count.
Right.
Yeah.
So
they're doing blocks of 10.
So so to make a long story short, the state is on the precipice of certifying the gubernatorial election, and it appears as though both the agricultural commissioner and the Senate election will undergo whatever this hand count happens to be. Now there is this other thing. And Pam Bondi was out there on the Hannity, I guess it was, last night, making a big deal out of this. I mean, thanks for riding to the rescue now. Mm-hmm. You got a month left in your term. You left this undone for 8 years, and now you're going to solve the problem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll take your efforts. They have found illegal activity in South Florida. And, of course, everybody, oh, my God, they found the fraud. They found the Democrats. They found the votes. They fraudulently committed all what they
Not
found
so
was, yeah, that the Democrat Party had actually put the wrong deadline date on...
It was 2 days after the election.
2 days after,
right.
Yeah.
But do you believe that was done purposely? Now, come on.
That is
terrible.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What Pam Bondi is alleging.
Well,
and
that's
it is,
true.
It is, a criminal, it is a criminal offense. Here's the problem, though. The Democrats did it to the Democrats. In other words, if this was going to negatively affect someone, the Democrats negatively affected their own vote.
Why do you think they call them Democrats?
Well, this brings me back to my point about all of this. The Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, are too smart to try to fudge some ballots because it is too easy to find them out. And if found doing something as blatant as that, it would be a death knell for their party. They're too smart for that. What they would rather do is create the illusion of it so that we then begin the process of eroding the very elective process, which is their greater goal. They don't care about Bill Nelson. Okay? What they care about is destroying the way we elect our government officials. They want fundamental change. And lo and behold, they want the Republicans to help demand that we get it.
Did you see
And when we're
Chris?
Going around saying, we got cheated, we're helping them erode the legitimacy of the process. What they are very good at is creating chaos, confusion, suspicion, and doubt. And that's what we see going on. And then they let our imaginations run with us. Go ahead.
George Soros, I don't know if you saw that, is funding many of the lawyers down there for the Democratic side.
See,
and he's a wonderful guy, too.
And see, this is where Rubio is right.
Right.
See, if they're going to steal the election, they're going to do it right in front of everybody in a court of law. Okay? They're not going to steal a bunch of ballots and fill them out as though they would, you know, it's that easy. It is simply not that easy. And the provisional ballots, there's not enough of those. Even if they were, there's not enough of those, and there's no indication that there was any fraud committed on these ballots. Now, there are some 5,000, I think 700, of these provisional ballots that a judge has given them until Saturday. He's given them a couple of extra days to come in and reconcile their signatures with the signature on the ballot.
But that's the only thing missing.
That's it. That's the only piece missing.
Wouldn't it be easy to figure out if we knew the count? Just subtract 5,000 and go, you win.
Well, that's the whole point.
That's what are we waiting around for?
In essence, is what I believe is going to happen.
Right.
Now, and of those 5,700 odd or whatever it is, not all of them are going to come in and do it. They're not all going to come in and reconcile their signature.
And
if they committed fraud, I guarantee you they're not going to come in and do it. Right. But like it's if somebody committed fraud in this election, they pretty much did it on their own and not with the sanction of the Democratic Party. They're too slick for that. That's too amateurish. But what, as I said, they love to create the illusion of it and let us think that they did that. And that's what this is all about. And if they can steal it in the court of law, so much the better. But the damage is done simply by undermining the legitimacy of the process. And we cannot afford to help them do that. We have got to be smarter than them, rather than them always being smarter than us.
We're reorganizing, Chris. We're getting the game ready for 2 years from now.
And that's where Trump came in.
You got
it. Trump outsmarted them at their own game, for God's sake. Well, we can do it too, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's why we're the voice to be reckoned with. We're Titans of Talk Radio. Us, right here. All right, we'll take a break and come back and go right back to the contest
Sue,
lines.
Sue, Robert, John?
Sue, Robert, and John, you are up next. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and we thank you so very much for doing so. And thank you for helping out with the Thanksgivathon, because it goes to a great cause, the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdowns picking up as far back as Altamont Springs and even before that into Lake Mary and Longwood. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is getting even more congested at the 408-417 exchange. You also have a crash at Colonial Drive in Forsyth, contributing to slowdowns in that area. And you still have that crash at Pine Hills and Clarocono Ocoee. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
That instrument, you hear it going ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Exactly what it is.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but that's exactly what it is.
Oh, great. You
it's
were a musician.
little cylinder with a stick.
Oh, that was like grating cheese or something. You know?
That is a gimme shelter, of course. This would be for the gimme day.
Yep.
Right? They'd be playing this, blaring it from the speakers on Gimme Day. And, of course, Nick Grounds knows his tune real good. The old Stones performed this excellently. Yep. And real quick, just start telling folks what you did today, and we'll continue it in the next hour. But you were a keynote speaker at a pretty special event.
Yeah, it was a real special event, and it was a real honor to be asked to do it. At the naturalization ceremony at the United States District Court, Middle District, downtown, the federal court, and with the Honorable Judge Antoon, and there were 38 people getting sworn in as American citizens from 22 different countries.
And that's terrific.
Congratulations. Yeah,
it was really real nice.
What is the time limit now, you'd say, to become a citizen? I mean, just on average.
You generally need to, it's about a five-year process.
5 years. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the Republican way.
Yeah, that's the real way.
That's the legal way.
Or it's a minute and a half with catch and release.
It's a minute and a half the other way. That's what I thought. Okay, we're good.
All right. Let's go right now to the lines and get Sue. She is up next for our contest tonight. Howdy, Sue. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear from you.
I'm going to borrow from history and call it the Trail of Tears.
The Trail of Tears Day.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And it can be any day, maybe Election Day, when he was first elected.
I'm sorry, when who was first elected?
When Trump was first elected, that's when it starts.
Oh, the Trail of Tears Day.
Yeah, see? She's on to it. She's good.
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, you're in the contest. Right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for being out there.
I thought that she was reflecting on Obama. The Trail of Tears. You know what I mean?
She had a different.
I think that might be more appropriate. Yeah.
Different notion of it. Yeah. All right. Sounded like she had a child with her, too, there. All right. Let's go to Robert. He is up next tonight. Hey, Robert. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. You're talking about any liberals come for Thanksgiving dinner? That's what you're talking about?
Well, actually,
we need a name of a holiday, liberal holiday.
Yeah, we're coming up with a new holiday for liberals.
Yeah, you get to create one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about something else. There's nothing. Actually, guess what? There's nothing to talk about them. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's a good one.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for a moment in time.
All right. Thank you. And
one
let's go next
moment
to,
in time.
I must have, no.
Let's go next to John. Hey, John. How you doing tonight?
Good, guys. How are y'all?
Excellent. Excellent. Good to hear from you. Happy Thanksgiving to
you. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you, and may God bless.
Thank you so much.
I would have a SNL holiday.
SNL.
Oh, this is going to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Spade or neuter a liberal.
Spade or neuter a liberal.
Spell that is funny. John, any specific date that you had in mind?
Yes.
Well, when you register to get your driving permit or have to register for the draft, if you register as a Democrat before you can have either one of those opportunities, you need to go down and get spayed.
Or neutered.
Well, you know, Robert, actually, any day is a good day for that.
When you register as...
Actually, yeah. I was going to suggest that, but...
All right. Okay, John. All right, we got you, man. Thank you so much.
Love it.
All right. All right. These are getting good. So we're watching the count go on, but what we're witnessing is a rather shabby formality of this counting and business. Rick Scott is the next senator from the state of Florida. His term is going to start the first of the year, and Ron DeSantis is the governor of the state of Florida. And we'll see what happens with the Agricultural Commission, commissioner. It looks as though it has flipped to this woman, Freed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we got work to do. Let's just put it that way. We got a lot of work to do. The president's working hard, and there may be a little bit of a trail of tears out there, but a lot of people are laughing all the way to the bank. The market was pretty good today.
Yeah, this was nice to see today. You know, Actually, we've had 4 days of losing, and today we were finally up 210 points.
Yeah, you're going to have to leave it right about there, Mike, though, because this is a hard
we're down to 36.
Yeah.
But let's put it this way. Everybody made money today.
Yeah, everybody made money.
Makes me happy. That's not a liberal day.
We'll pick that up on the other side. Kathy, we'll get your entry on the other side as
well. Don't go away.
And we'll take your entries also, ladies and gentlemen, 407-774-8255. What holiday should the liberals have all to themselves? You can come up with it tonight and win a lot of great prizes. And once again, please help us help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission by going to thanksgiveathon.com. Thanksgiveathon.com. We'll be right back.
News, opinion, passion, FM.
And explain how the Democrats messed up their own party, or tried to, or almost did anyway. Yeah. We'll.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on the road!
Number two of Contest Thursday here on the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We really do love that you do so. That's right. I am Christopher Hart.
Our girlfriend.
There he is.
Look at this. She always has a smirk on her face. She's so disgusted standing by Chuck Schumer. We've seen this, what, Chris, 5 years this girl?
I think so.
It's great. She must have such a miserable life. I'm sorry to hear it.
I wish we could get a compendium of all the
it's unbelievable when you watch the facial expression of his assistant. She must be so disgusted with the guy.
Let me tell everybody what you're talking about.
Oh,
okay?
This is funny.
All right, that is Mike McBath and Rick Brown, along with Nick Grounds. I am Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. We are your judges for tonight's contest. The number is 407-774-8255. What Mike was referring to is a clip that Fox was showing of Senator Schumer giving a speech on the Senate floor. And whenever he does, when he's standing at the podium, right behind him, slightly to his left, evidently an aide of his sits. And she sits with the same expression and motionless.
It's 5 years.
I know. Of disgust. I can't believe that a Democrat doesn't point that out to him and say, hey, why don't you get your aide to smile?
it looks like total misery, which it probably
I think
is.
It's a cardboard kayak done by Dino.
Maybe, because she certainly does not look like
might
a happy.
Be.
She doesn't look like a happy camper. But the odd thing is, you almost never see her anywhere else.
No,
with him.
But she's always there.
Always
That's
there.
That's amazing.
When
wow.
he is speaking on the floor of the Senate, yeah. she is always there.
You probably can get her on Find a Date or something.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think so.
All right. So I'm going to give you the final vote numbers as were turned in Uh-oh. This afternoon in the governor's race here in Florida. For Ron DeSantis, 4,075,879. For Andrew Gillum, 4,042,195, which gives Ron DeSantis a victory margin of 33,684 votes. And according to the news article, and I'm quoting now from USA Today, and ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening to me over the last few days, you already knew this. After the recount, the margin barely changed. Told you that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing is going on right now with the Senate race. Now, we found out that actually there were two counties that didn't make the deadline today. Mm-hmm. We knew that Palm Beach County didn't make the deadline. They openly admitted it. And by the way, there were news reports all over the place late last night and this morning that there was nobody there.
That's right. They showed the empty rooms.
Yeah.
And nothing going on.
Nothing going on.
No, really.
And so the machines were old, they didn't work, and they just weren't going to do anything.
Yeah. Mm. So they went with the total from Saturday night, the original total for Palm Beach County. And we all thought that that was the only county. Well, it turns out Broward County didn't make the deadline either. They missed by 2 minutes. And you'll be happy to know that their recount vote total was rejected because it was 2 minutes late.
That's great.
So finally.
That is great.
That is great.
If that will stand, is there any way we bust that apart, have George Soros pay somebody and roll them again?
Don't doubt that there's probably some court challenges out there. As many lawsuits have been flying around. I mean, the lawyers have had a heyday down here. They're going to have a good Christmas, right?
Oh, you're not kidding. Wonderful group of people.
Yeah, but the gubernatorial race is now set to be certified on Tuesday. We haven't seen the final vote totals after the machine recount of the Senate race or the agricultural race, but I would imagine it's going to be the same thing. The totals are going to be very similar. There's going to be very little change, and if that's the case, it will require a hand recount, which, get this, has to be done in 48 hours, less than 48 hours. By noon, I think it is Saturday.
Impossible.
Well,
how do you do that?
I don't know. Or I guess the counties can do basically what Palm Beach County did, was say, well, we've done what we're going to do, and you yep. take it or leave it.
Yep. And, take the original votes.
And we'll take it.
Good.
We'll take it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once again, what the Democrats try to do is just create chaos, confusion, suspicion, mistrust, and I know I'm leaving one of my other words out, confusion, chaos, doubt.
Okay.
You know, all of those adjectives is what they try to do. And the more they can do that, the more they dispirit people from becoming involved in the process, and the more they sort of muddy up the water. So if they can pull something off in court with some, you know, mm-hmm. sympathetic judge, more power to them.
Do you think much taxpayer money has been lost in this?
Okay.
In the sense that they're having to do the recounts mm-hmm. and all of that, but right. because this has been required anyway,
right.
it's
been
hard.
Allocated.
I think probably you're referring to the lawyers and all of that.
Right.
That would have to be money paid by the candidates and the parties.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah. I want them stung.
Right. You know? Yep. Right. As far as the state goes, they were going to have to do the recount anyway. Mm-hmm. As I said, those were mandatory.
They're budgeted.
Right. So. That's where we stand now. As I said, it wasn't going to change anything significantly in the vote totals, and nobody's found any significant evidence of fraud. The only real activity that directly affected votes, the Democrats did to Democrats. They gave them the wrong deadline.
Yeah, how many did they send out?
I think it was 5,700. Yeah. At least that's the number that is being talked about in the court. Yeah. And they have they'll have until Saturday. But those votes don't matter in the governor's race. And if the numbers, as I said, are similar in the Senate race as to what they were Saturday night, it's not going to matter in that race either. Although there will still have to be a hand recount. So,
but we need a holiday, Chris.
But at least we're closer to being done than we were just a little while ago.
Right.
All right. And we're not done yet, but we're a lot closer. And it's progressing. It's like the way we've been saying it would progress.
Yep.
You know, we've seen this show before. We've seen this act before. And as I've said repeatedly, they're not so much interested in winning this election. They're interested in setting up a system where they win all elections.
Not going to happen.
Well, this
because
is what,
we're toughing up.
Well, if we're smart enough.
Toughen up,
but,
buttercup.
But if we help them by running around saying, oh, we got cheated, they're always going to cheat us, so why bother? We help them in the
you
process.
You know what? You get your own game plan, you go to work, and that's what they need to do right now. And even in these local counties and stuff, they got to restructure and develop a plan.
And David Clark said it last night. We shouldn't be waiting until next year to really gear up for 2020.
That's right.
You got to be moving.
Fix it now.
Exactly.
Fix it now
and get to work right now, because I guarantee you the Democrats are already working on 2020. They're putting their plan together. They're putting their money together. They're putting their strategy together. They're putting their organization together.
Without a doubt.
So, Michael, liberal holidays. We had a commissioner in Winter Springs, her name was Sally McGinnis,
right,
who once made the motion from the dais that we replace Veterans Day as one of our city holidays and replace it with Eid al-Fitr.
What in the world is that?
It's the breaking of Ramadan, I believe.
So she wanted to get rid of Veterans Day
and replace it with
Eid. How long did she remain on the council?
Too long.
You guys didn't throw it to the window or something? You know?
Way too long.
Why was she on the council?
Yeah, that's another question. You know, what type of voter was that?
Real quick, too, just as we were going off the air last night, it was revealed that Michael Avenatti was arrested for domestic violence. Now, this wasn't against his estranged wife, nor his first wife, who both have come.
This was a new one.
This was evidently a woman he was having an affair or something with, and in an apartment complex where he lives.
Maybe it was platonic.
Oh, that makes it better.
Was it stormy, was it?
Platonic.
No, evidently not, and I don't believe the identity of the accuser has been revealed, although the L.A. Police Department did say that she, how did they put it, showed visible injuries.
Yes, they said she was beat up.
Signs of visible injuries. Yeah.
He was part of the Me Too movement. I mean, a strong character, right?
Of course.
And then he represented the porn industry.
Yep.
So I figure there's no place for him to go other than maybe represent El Chapo.
Probably.
You know, I mean, what is this guy going to do?
Let me tell you something. El Chapo.
He's a bad guy.
He can afford a better attorney than that.
But you know, our virtuous friends on The View, though, said, unlike what they did with Kavanaugh, if he's found guilty, then they'll disavow their friendship with him, because he's a friend of the show.
Now it's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, unlike Kavanaugh, who was guilty until proven innocent.
Well, Avenatti came out last night after being bailed out of jail and vociferously protested his innocence, that he would never raise a hand to a woman. And by the way, she hit him first.
Thou protest too much.
Oh, my.
She hit him first. Yeah. It was a self-defense.
I would never hit a woman, but she hit me first. Oh, my God, I had to hit her back. That's the implication.
Boy, he's a real macho guy.
If she hit him first, that means he hit her second.
That's right. Exactly.
What a guy.
Oh, I believe him.
Guy.
He's shown too much truth during the last two
too much
months.
Integrity in that man to doubt his comments.
I definitely believe him.
I suppose in his account, she managed to beat herself up as he was trying to restrain her, right?
Oh, yeah.
What a loser.
Chris, that's so nasty.
All right, and
it was a trip.
There you go.
What a loser.
Okay. All right, let's get a couple of contest entries in and open up some lines. Kathy has been patiently waiting. You are next, Kathy. Thank you for calling and waiting. We appreciate that.
Thank you for the smiles. They were really, really needed today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Glad to hear that.
Anytime.
Well, what you would generally call Election Eve, the liberals call Distract and Destroy Night.
Very good. It's good
a
stuff.
Masquerade party because you can't let anybody see who you really, really are.
Okay.
The music is provided by the resistors.
They have
bobbing for sound bites, name that broken amendment, and they raffle off the ability to file a lawsuit. They used to have a trophy for the best hypothetical crisis But now everybody gets one, so it doesn't really matter.
So Election Eve is going to be distract and destroy night.
Yep.
And the entertainment will be provided by the resistors.
Very nice.
Very good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I love
it. You should put some time into that, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have lots of time.
And they have to wear costumes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
So nobody knows who you really, really
nobody
are.
Nobody knows who you really are. And that so fits the Antifa people, doesn't
it?
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Kathy. All right. Very good. Very good. Make sure we got your information.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you all for being there.
Thank you. Thank you for being there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You got it. All right. Let's go to Tom next. Hey, Tom, how are you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Hey, Chris. Just driving home. How are you?
Excellent. Great to hear from you. Go ahead.
Listen, out of the 365 days on the calendar year, there is one day and one day only that is literally made for liberals.
What is it?
It's easy to remember. It rhymes. It's March 3rd. Think about it. 3-3, or as it'll henceforth be known, free-free.
Free-free day.
Free-free-free-free. That's pretty good.
Free-free on 3-3.
Yeah, free-free. We can remember that one. Yeah.
All right. And it's for liberals, right?
Yeah.
So they're looking
special
for
special day. This is what
right?
we're talking about.
They want that free health care for life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Free everything.
It. Excellent. Oh, you guys,
that
y'all are making
good.
It tough
it.
On
I
us.
I love it. I love it.
Excellent, Tom.
All
thank
right.
you.
See y'all later. Thanks. Right.
Drive safely.
Yep.
Drive safely. All right. We're going to take Pat's phone call next. Hey, Pat, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm not as creative as your former callers, but I was listening to your conversation about how they were going to do the recount, the manual count for the votes.
Yes.
What they actually do is they only count the overvotes and the undervotes. Those are the only ballots they look at.
Oh.
So there may be statewide 5,000 to 8,000 total.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So,
I see what you're saying. I was not aware of that. And that explains why they only have 48 hours to do it, because they mm-hmm. don't have nearly as many. So they rely on the machine count for the unquestioned, the ballots that aren't under or over counted. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but an overcounted ballot is one where they vote for more than one candidate in a particular race. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And an undercount is when they don't vote for either candidate in a particular race.
That's correct. They voted for something on the ballot, but not everything. And they're looking at those three particular races. So it's either going to be, when they do the Senate race, it'll be the undercount or overcount for Senate. Each one will be done separately.
Okay, but it's my understanding that there aren't enough there to matter at the end of the day anyway. Is that your understanding?
No, there are not.
Correct.
How do you count an undercount?
There are not.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
If they didn't vote for somebody for Senate.
An undercount.
Yeah.
It's not counting an undercount. It's looking at the ballots to make sure
that something wasn't missed.
Nothing was marked on it.
Right. That there wasn't some little tiny mark there or something like that.
Right. And so there will be people looking at those ballots, and there'll be three piles, three stacks of ballots. The overcount that definitely was an overcount.
Right.
The undercount that definitely is an undercount. And then the third pile will be if there's a question.
The questionable ones. And those are the ones they hold up to the light.
That might have been marked, but it didn't go all the way.
Right.
And then those that are set aside will go from the group that's looking at them to the canvassing board, and they'll make the final decision.
Right. Well, Pat, you obviously know a lot about this. Is it your feeling, I should phrase it that way, that what we're witnessing is pretty much a formality? That we already know who the winners are?
In my estimation, yes.
Okay.
Because and one of them, I mean, they just did a count in Seminole County for the county commission,
mm-hmm.
where they actually did the manual recount for that one race today. And the total difference was a net gain for the loser of 7 points. Seven votes.
Wow. And that's typical.
Seven votes.
Usually, what you find.
Very typical.
Very small.
Good use of resources.
All right.
Well, let's go start celebrating.
All right. So, I take it real quick. I take it you don't have a contest entry for us. Is that correct?
No, I don't. I just wanted to help with the understanding of actually what's being counted.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Because a lot of people don't understand that, and rightly so.
You're right.
I mean, it's all pretty confusing, but hopefully that'll straighten out some listeners, too.
Well, you straighten us out for sure. And I'd like to send you a gift certificate to Cafe Positano and a gift card to Tijuana Flats. Rick's giving me the thumbs up over here. So please stay on the line and give Jeff your information, and I'll get that out to you this weekend. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You cleared up a lot of questions.
Good. Very good.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pat. All right.
Thank you very much. Bye. Yeah,
you got it. Do have to take a break. When we come back, we got Keith on the line for the contest. And you can call us, too, at 407-774 with your contest entry or comment, like Pat. All right. We'll be right back. We do have the smartest listener.
Oh, without a doubt. That was great of her coming.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceanic Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
All right, somebody's going to be dancing in the park on Saturday when this election mess is finally wound down. All right, let's go to Keith real quick, though, for a contest entry. Keith, thank you for calling tonight. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot for taking my call.
Anytime.
You bet.
Hey, I appreciate what you're doing, but Chris, I don't think you're going far enough. You know, every day needs to be special for our special friend. So my contest entry is starts with Snowflake Sunday. We're going to move to Mentally Ill Monday. Right into Picked Off Tuesday.
Now, hold on.
I got to write this down.
He's tough.
Snowflake Monday. I'm sorry. Snowflake Sunday. And then what was it, Monday?
Mentally Ill Monday.
Mentally Ill Monday.
Oh, jeez.
Ticked Off Tuesday.
Ticked Off Tuesday.
That sounds great.
It does.
Leads right to Whining Wednesday.
Whining Wednesday. Okay.
Which leads to Teary Eye Thursday.
teary-eyed.
There's.
Freaked Out Friday.
Freaked Out Friday.
And the best one of them all, Somebody Pay Attention to Me Saturday.
Somebody Pay Attention to Me Saturday.
Rick, this could be a campaign for your restaurants.
Somebody.
You know, specials on those
pay
days.
Pay Attention to Me Saturday. Excellent, Keith. Man,
very
I got
good,
it.
Keith.
I got them all. Somebody Pay Attention to Me Saturday.
Every day's a holiday.
Every day's a holiday, guys.
Freaked Out Friday. Love
Freaked
it.
Out Friday, yeah.
All right. These folks are making it tough on us tonight, but we will have a winner.
I
Stick
know.
Around. We'll be back.
5.5 at AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A man was shot and killed after a high-speed chase with a police officer in one of the evacuation zones of the deadly Northern California wildfire. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said in a statement Thursday that the shooting happened at about 11 a.m. Television stations in the city of Chico reported that the shooting happened in an area near the town of Conco, which is in the zone where more than 50,000 people were evacuated. Florida's Secretary of State has ordered a manual recount in the hotly contested U.S. Senate race there. Department of State spokeswoman Sarah Revell said in a news release Thursday evening that unofficial returns from a machine recount had triggered a second recount in the Senate race and the state agriculture commissioner's race. The Washington Post says neither Saudi Arabia nor the United States is doing enough to get to the bottom of what happened to columnist Jamal Khashoggi. This is SRN News.
Do you or someone you love have difficulty getting in and out of bed? Are you worried about falling? Then visit Relax and Comfort and see the all-new My Freedom Lift Bed. It's the perfect marriage of a lift chair with an adjustable bed. The My Freedom Lift Bed can sit you up and stand you up without assistance from others. With the touch of a button, it'll position you for easy transfer to a scooter or a wheelchair, or touch another button and enjoy a soothing massage, or have it stand you fully upright. The My Freedom Lift Bed is tax exempt with a doctor's prescription, and in-home setup is available nationwide, and you'll only find it at Relax and Comfort. Ask about the special no interest financing options and mention promo code American Adversaries to get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows. Relax and Comfort is family owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Visit relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Guarantee your independence with the My Freedom Lift Bed. Relaxandcomfort.com, 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Here comes Johnny B. Bear.
Oh, hello, Florida. This is Mark Merrill. You may know me in wrestling as a star, Johnny B. Bear. I listen to the American Adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my tuna fruta.
All right, I know a few lawyers that would need to get their booties kicked with the tutti frutti. And that's a mean right cross, if I remember, with
Michael Avenetti. Do you think you could beat him up, Chris? I'd say that'd be a pretty even match, because I think he's a bigger wimp than he tries to portray.
I'm a pretty lean, mean fighting machine.
I think you could take him out, brother.
Yeah, I know when I played football, I took on the bigger fellas with glee.
Oh.
All right, welcome back to the show. That is Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart, along with Nick Grounds and Rick Brown and Jeff Sinis. We are your judges tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. It is Contest Thursday, and we got a lot of great ones in so far. So we're coming up with a holiday for liberals, all their own, that they can celebrate. And we've gotten some great ones. Kathy, on Election Eve,
yeah.
It would be Distract and Destroy Night, where they wear costumes, hide their identity, with the resistors providing the entertainment.
Put some good time into it. The right ideology.
Right.
She did a good job.
Yeah, she did a good job.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And Larry had Motivate Day on December the 6th. And that would be, let me see, make sure I get this right.
Each letter?
Yeah. Month of the, wait a minute, months of the illegitimate vote, altering the election.
Yeah.
Months,
yep.
I can't even read my own handwriting here. Months of the illegitimate votes altering the election day.
Well, that's perfect because it's just like a bad ballot. You couldn't get it right.
All right. So, sure enough, once again, the governor's race is all but certified. That's the only step next, really, in the governor's race. Now it appears as though there'll be a hand recount. Now we know, understand why the hand recount is a two-day process, because they're just counting the over and under ballots and not the entire stack of ballots.
So it looks like both of them have won their position.
And it also looks like this woman, forget her first name, Freed, is now our new agricultural commissioner. And that's a big loss there, because she oversees pretty much all the licensing in the state. Isn't that correct, Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, including gun permits.
You know what's sad? We know that only because we've learned it, but how many people have voted knew that? I mean, that would really, you would put a little bit of time in if you realize all the licensing in the state, Chris.
Yeah.
That's a huge job.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we had our coffee shop, too, our restaurants are inspected by DPB, whatever the acronym is.
Right.
Yeah.
But our coffee shop was under the Department of Ag.
Yeah.
Because we had prepackaged foods and whatnot.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm. And, of course, they handle all that licensing and things of that
convenience
nature.
Convenience stores.
Not just for businesses, but, as I said, for concealed weapons permits. And
hunting,
yeah,
fishing.
There's
exactly.
A lot of ways they could really mess up your economy.
Oh, yeah. And even if she doesn't violate the law, what she can do is slow everything down and make it a real arduous process. So, we need to do our homework as voters, that's for sure. Because
now, is that a four-year term?
It is.
It is.
Yeah, it rotates with the governor's election, and it will be as the attorney general does. It, we got to have to get that back. All right, let's go now to the contest lines. Alfred is up next. Hey, Alfred, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I took a tranquilizer medicine compared to last night.
That's okay.
Yeah, we were concerned about you, Alfred. You
know? I know.
Nobody can out-get wound
up. Boy, he was rolling.
That's it. All right, go ahead, Doug.
Okay, my contest is, it will be celebrated on the 1st of November every year.
All right.
But they will start in Broward County and in Palm Beach.
Okay.
It's going to be called Abacus Day.
Abacus?
They're going to be that Abacus.
Abacus Day. You're talking like the old adding machine thing.
Adding machine.
Oh,
Abacus.
Geez, yes. Yeah.
They're going to be trained with that every 1st of November. So they can learn how
to count
the ballot.
and they're going to use,
because not every year they're going to have ballots,
yes.
But they're going to use to practice all the leftover candy from Halloween.
You know, with an abacus, the person who knows how to use one and can do it really good, they can outdo a computer.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Handheld. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
An abacus.
Can.
You better believe it. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Someone very proficient can run numbers real quick.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, that's great.
Okay, God bless you.
Great idea. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Alfred. All right. Let's go to Frank. He's up next. Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
You as always.
Hey, Frank.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You know the difference between Michael Avenatti and a carp?
And a carp? What?
Yeah, carp. Yeah.
The fish. Yeah. What?
Yeah, one's a slimy bottom feeder, the other one's a fish.
Very nice.
Oh, that's good.
I like it,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, my contest entry, it's kind of picture this, okay, because we know what liberals are all about at their core, right?
Yeah.
And you've heard of, like Freedom From Religion, that lefty organization, right?
Yeah.
So I think they would love a holiday called Freedom from Freedom Day.
Freedom from Freedom Day.
Yeah, they could burn the Bill of Rights and, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Denigrate the Founding
Anarchy
Fathers.
Runs.
And,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Burn the
yeah.
Wild times ahead.
I like it. Founding Day. Well, that's basically what they're in the process of doing anyway, right?
Yeah.
Why not celebrate it?
Antifa Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could get a bunch of Antifa costumes. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, and then
that's great.
And then at a certain time, like say 6, 7, or 8, or 9 p.m. in the evening, they all start screaming. All right. Excellent, Frank. Excellent.
All right, guys.
That's
take care.
One.
We always
Cheers.
Know we can rely on you.
Yep.
All right. Let's, pardon me. Let's get Kurt's entry. Hey, Kurt, you're up next. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Good evening. Yep. So this is going on, every day's a holiday for a liberal. So this one is Gender Fluid Appreciation Day.
So, gender Fluid. Wait a minute. Gender Fluid Appreciation Day. All right.
Gender, yeah. So this encompasses every day of the year, 366 days, but there should be more because obviously, according to a liberal, gender is unlimited. The spectrum is unlimited. So this one covers every day of the year. And you get a chance to play whatever gender you want every single day.
I like that. I like that a lot, you know. And
that's a different approach to
and if
what
you're
we
gonna,
would
and
expect.
And if you're going to, you know, if, yeah. you're gonna, if you're going to make the genders unlimited, why yeah. not just make the number of days in the year unlimited, right?
Why not?
I like
why
it.
Not?
You know, I do have a question, though. Doesn't the B in LGBT inherently define that there are only two genders?
Now you go throwing the monkey wrench in the thing.
Way
to go.
You can't have bi with unlimited genders, right?
I don't know. I'm sure there's an explanation for this.
Well, we could ask the woman that was elected in Arizona
that's
just
right.
recently.
That's right.
Because she announced that she was, back and forth.
Bisexual. Hey. All right. Hey, Kurt. Okay. I love it. Excellent.
Guys. Have a good one.
You too. Cheers. Make sure we got your information. Gender Fluid Appreciation Day.
Yeah, think about it. Gender
I like
Fluid
it.
Appreciation.
Yeah.
Just swing any way you want.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Any given day, you
oh,
can be
boy.
One thing. Next day, you can be something else.
What a sick society.
What are you talking about? That's the epitome of freedom.
Oh, that's
freedom.
How we should all be, man. I'm a swinging guy. Give me some marijuana.
That's the epitome of freedom.
Yeah, see you later.
Speaking of freedom, our own Nick Grounds here today was the keynote speaker again at a ceremony swearing in naturalized citizens.
Yeah, it was a real privilege.
How did you get to be the keynote speaker?
I was asked to by the Orange County Bar Association Immigration Committee.
Wow, it must have been a great honor. Had you ever done it before?
No. So that was really great. Went up to the federal court downtown on Central. And went up there and...
Do they do it right in one of the courtrooms?
Yeah, one of the courtrooms.
The judge's courtroom that you presided over it?
Yep. The judge was in there and they had to all take the oath. And there was an attorney in there that actually sang the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America.
An attorney?
Yeah, she was absolutely great.
Really?
Yeah, brilliant.
Did everybody cheer and yell and scream and all that?
Yeah.
That's great. I love it. I love it, right?
It's really good.
That's
Everybody great. Had their hands on their
you
hearts.
You don't see the smile on the face of all these people climbing over the walls, do you?
No.
I thought.
How many were sworn in, and where did they come from?
There was 38 people sworn in from 22 different countries.
Wow.
All over. There was Brazil, Russia, Iran. I think there was a guy from Iraq. There was some other South Americans.
Any Brits?
Very neat.
No Brits.
Wow.
There was one Italian.
You wonder why that's not on the news. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? In other words, here's our people doing the right thing. Why is it never, ever?
That's not newsworthy?
Well, congratulations. As I said, that's a great honor.
It's a big honor.
It was really great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, also, while I got your attention, and the Brexit thing, Theresa May evidently finally came up with a deal. But I guess some of her party or some in her coalition didn't like it. What's going on?
Well, I mean, three of the parliaments, her cabinet resigned this morning.
Right, because they didn't like the deal she came up with.
Apparently she's come up with a deal that is not what was decided on, even, because originally she was an anti-Brexit.
Right.
And what she's come up with is like, basically, I want my cake and eat it. And we want to stay in and we want all this good bits of Europe. But, you know, she wanted to sign stuff that says that the European Commission can tell us, tell the Brits where they can fish and how many fish they can take. And you go, well, what's it got to do with you? So that she's basically ceding towards Europe with a wishy-washy Brexit deal.
I observe that, and I agree with you, because it just seemed that she was doing just about the opposite of the will of the voters.
Correct.
Of England. Well, I wonder, what is she doing?
She's giving away sovereignty.
Yeah. Well, where do you think it's going to go from here?
Well, I would be very surprised if Theresa May's got a job by the end of November.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's that serious for her coalition?
Oh, most definitely. Definitely. Wow. I mean, she has just lost all, in my opinion, all credibility.
Well, what happens in that contingency?
Well, there'll be a vote of no confidence, and they can either call an election, they can change the leadership of the party. There's several things they can do.
Does it mean back to square one as far as Brexit goes?
No, because Brexit was a vote of the people. So,
but I mean, does it back to square one as far as figuring out how to do it?
Well, not square one, but they're going to have to juggle it, and they're going to have to juggle it pretty quickly because there's deadlines coming up.
I see. All right. Okay, thank you, Nick. Pleasure. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a couple of contestants on the line, but you got to get in right, like, real soon, because we're going to choose the winner in the next segment of the show. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. Thanks for doing so. Once again, please help us help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission with our Thanksgiving-a-thon. What do you call this? Fundraiser. Go to thanksgivathon.com.
Thanks for the memory.
Thanksgivathon.com. We'll come right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking?
Well, Trump probably forgave this guy yesterday, you know.
Becky. That was great. Oh, love this tune. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. All right, we're in the midst of our contest Thursday, and it is just about decision time. Yeah. So we got the lines loaded. We got to go right to them, and I'll ask you folks, please, to get right to your contest entry, and thank you for entering tonight. Craig, you are up next. Thank you for calling.
All right, it's called Submission Day. It'll take place on Christmas.
Submission Day. All right.
Submission, yeah. And that'll be after the Islamics take over the Democrat Party and take over America.
Oh, jeez.
After. All right.
Thanks.
Don't think that's not in the plan.
Oh, no.
No. We've read the book.
Yes.
Cheerful outlook.
Yeah, you know? We know how the Quran ends. Yes, for
yeah,
sure.
We've read the book.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, Craig. Excellent. Excellent entry. That brings us to Roger. Roger, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, guys.
Good.
All right, right to it. Okay, we'll call it Sobbing Snowflake Meltdown Day.
Sobbing Snowflake Meltdown Day. Okay.
Meltdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and we'll let them have it every day of the year because we'll keep turning up the heat. They'll be sobbing and melt themselves down.
Well.
And since it's every day, it won't be anything special, but they're too stupid to realize that because we've already told them it is.
Jeez. I just love the respect they have for their opponents, you know what I mean?
I tell you what. And, I mean,
can you imagine this?
I love it.
And they've been doing it for 2 years now, since Trump was elected.
I absolutely love it.
All right, Roger. Excellent. Excellent.
Okay.
All right. You too. All right, that brings us to Rick. Hey, Rick, how you doing tonight?
All right, I'm going to spoil everything as usual. This one's good for us Democrats, and there's two of them. The day Scott Pruitt quit. That's Freedom from Cheating Taxpayers Day, and possible, I don't know about the guy, after Restoring Water and Clean Water and Air Day 1.
Yes.
The second Restoring Clean Water and Air Day was the day we Democrats won the House. You know that the environment is big with me, so that's just
okay.
Idea.
All right, and I love it the way you named it. Freedom from, what was it again?
Cheating Taxpayers Day.
Cheating Taxpayers Day. All right. Okay.
Impossible Restoring Clean Water and Air Day. Good riddance, Scott Pruitt.
All right.
That's just
all right, Rick.
All right, thanks.
I love it. All right, thank you for entering the contest, and thank you for listening. And he is a loyal listener, and I appreciate
that. Yes, he is. We appreciate him being out there.
He expresses himself.
You bet.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, we do have time for one or two more, but you got to call like right now.
Got to go quick.
407-774-8255 is the number. By the way, we mentioned, okay, here is the final vote tally. I already gave it to you. Oh, this is for the Senate. Once again, after the machine recount, it was again about a 12,500 vote margin.
Right.
As we told you folks, the machine recount in essence verifies the count from the night of the election or thereafter. Now, we did also tell you that both Broward and Palm Beach counties recounts were late and therefore not counted. So those counties, they went with the count from Saturday night. But I guarantee you, and by the way, the count from Broward County was done. It's just that it was 2 minutes late in turning in the results. So the Secretary of State rejected them. And Broward County did not. But that, I'm sorry, Palm Beach County did not. But that count from Broward County still mirrored their count from election night.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So, you know, you would think that the Democrats would have known that that would have been the same
they
result.
They did know.
That's
this
what I'm
is
saying.
My
this
point.
Is what I'm saying. This,
they knew, did know. They knew all along that this was fruitless in terms of actually finding votes. Yep. But now if they can get something turned over in the courts,
right.
That's different.
Cause the chaos, get it into the courts.
Exactly. Cause the right. Cause the chaos, get it into the courts. Maybe you'll win in the courts.
Yep.
That's gravy.
You know you've already lost at the ballot box. Why not try the courts?
And worst case scenario for them, they create confusion, doubt, suspicion, all of these things that allows the conspiratorial-minded person's imagination to run wild. And then we hear all these grand accusations and plots and all of this
stuff.
Well,
it gives us great validity why we need to vote Republican to clean the courts system up. I mean, it is terrible.
Well, and I like the way a fellow put it in an interview I heard. He was a reporter from here in Florida. He said, no, it wasn't. I think it was, I forget who it was. I heard it on Fox. He says, usually we don't notice this because the difference in the election is so big that whatever they do down here, doesn't matter, right?
We're a purple state now.
Right, but as we told you, this was going to be a very close election. Yep. And believe you me, part of what they're doing now is to
set it up for 2020.
You got it. To create the doubt, the confusion, the suspicion that they'll carry over into 2020. And if it's a close presidential election, we're going to see this and 2000 all wrapped into one all over again.
Well, hopefully Governor DeSantis
will clean this mess up.
Quickly.
And Ashley Moody.
Yep.
Let's go to Doug. He'll be the final contestant tonight. Hey, Doug, how you doing? Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Go ahead.
My holiday for liberals is White Men Are Useless Day. And I suggest that it be on Bill Gates' birthday, whenever that is. And we suggest to all liberals that they, kind of analogous to the smokeout day, we suggest that they go a whole day and not use any product that was invented by a white male and see how many of them can actually get through a day.
Now, see,
and they might actually learn something in spite of themselves.
I like this. I like this.
Oh, yeah, you white supremacist, you know.
Without any products produced by a white male or invented by. All right, Doug.
Because their message is that white males are...
Oh, we know the message.
Bad in the world.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly. Yep. Very timely and very well thought out. And make sure we got your information. All right, I will. All right. Thank you. We will take Eddie's, but Eddie, you got to go right to it, like right now. Thanks. Go ahead.
My holiday is going to take on Black Friday, and it's leftist share of wallet day. So we want to see how giving they are. They just put their wallets in a pile and go shopping with each other's money. Let's see how many participate.
That's a good one.
I like it.
That's
okay,
good.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for getting right to it. Now decision time. Jeff, you are up. Who is the winner tonight, in your opinion?
Well, I'm still going to go with my first choice, and that's Keith.
Keith, and Keith came up with Snowflake Sunday, Mentally Ill Monday, Ticked Off Tuesday, Whining Wednesday, Teary-Eyed Thursday, Freaked Out Friday, and somebody pay to me Saturday?
Looks like a bad ballot.
Somebody pay attention to me Saturday.
Oh, somebody pay attention to me Saturday. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. You almost had a bad ballot.
Yeah, that's a bad ballot. Yeah.
All right. Very funny.
Hanging Chad. It's an
very
under.
Very funny. Okay. All right, smart Alec. You're up next. Go ahead.
I'm going for Larry.
Larry
with
had...
the Motivate.
Okay, the Motivate. Well, once again, months of the...
I just like to hear you try to read it.
Another bad ballot.
Months of the illegitimate voting. Altering the election. Altering. That's the one I can't get. Altering the election. Okay. All right. So one for Larry. All right. That brings us to you, Nick.
To be honest with you, I thought Keith was very good, but I did go with Larry as well.
You have to read it again.
Yeah, please. We need to think about it a little bit more.
Time. Months of the illegitimate votes altering the election.
Yay!
All right, Mike.
You got it in million.
I got to run with Keith because I could see that on a calendar. You know how you look up the days and how they're labeled? I could see that actually being instituted. So, very good.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a tough choice now, Chris. You know, you could turn the tide here.
Down to two.
You know?
Boy, what are we going to do? Because, see...
What you going to do when they come for you?
I was going to vote for Doug.
Oh.
I was going to vote for Doug, that white men are useless.
Yes, that was great.
That was very good.
I know.
Does anybody want to change your vote?
No.
Do you want to overvote? Does anybody want to overvote?
You know what? I really like that one, too. So I would be in for a gift card to Doug.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were changing your vote.
No, I can't do that.
All right, well, Doug...
Larry might be listening. That'd be unfair.
Doug is going to get a runner-up, so I tell you what I'll do is I'll go with...
Who do you really like now? Come on, Chris.
Well, I was leaning toward Larry until Doug came on. All right. So
Doug was pretty good.
But, you know, I'm going to stick with Doug. And by golly, it's Thanksgiving next week. We won't be doing a contest next week. Right. So congratulations, Larry and Keith. You're
That's
both
great.
Winners.
I love it. I love it.
You know? All right. There you go.
Knockout punch. Right. Outstanding.
And after all, it is a liberal holiday, so we can be liberal with the prizes.
What a democratic decision. More turkey. Go to your neighbor's house and eat their turkey.
Tell me.
Yeah, it's not for high. I'm a Democrat. Can I eat your dinner?
All right. So congratulations to Larry with months of the illegitimate votes altering the election day on 12-6. We never did ask him why it was December the 6th.
Because it was a month after.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right. A month after election day.
You're right.
Okay.
That's right.
And then Keith with slow snowflake Sunday, mentally ill Monday, ticked off Tuesday, whining Wednesday, teary-eyed Thursday, freaked out Friday, and somebody pay attention to me Saturday. Basketball right now on 1520 WBZW, and it's Christian League basketball right here in Central Florida, high school basketball.
Right.
Joe Ferraro and Roger Franklin Williams will be calling the game right now, 1520 WBZW. Night, everybody.
Cheers.
All right.
Cool.
Very good. Very
news, opinion, passion. FM 104.
We love the help too. Thank
love
you.
It. Good. Thank you so much.
Rick, I can see that being a big campaign for
Make
you.
Make sure we got your information. Freaked Out Friday. Love it.